stay tuned for the end of the newscast, because we received a very important message from the Northern Inyo Healthcare District. Hello, Eastern Sierra Now listeners. This is Jesse Steele, giving you the best in local news for today, October 1st, 2021. Let's start out with a little update on the Windy Fire, shall we? It has destroyed 28 buildings. Here's some stats and info. Resources, 2,498 personnel, 68 hand crews, 148 engines, 16 helicopters, 32 dozers, and 12 water tenders. Structures that have been threatened, 2,000 residences and 100 commercial buildings. Wow. Structures destroyed, 14 residences, 12 buildings, and 2 non-commercial buildings. Still, thankfully, only 3 injuries. Yesterday at noon, the evacuation order for the following areas will be downgraded, which is great news, to an evacuation warning for Alpine Village, Camp Nelson, Cedar Slope, Coy Flat, Pier Point, Quake and Aspen, Ponderosa, and Sequoia Crest. Those residents may return to their homes after showing proof of residence to law enforcement officers. So currently, the situation is this. The Windy Fire is 88,068 acres with 35% containment and is a full suppression fire. The fire is burning on the Tule River Indian Reservation and the Sequoia National Forest, including the Great Giant Sequoia National Monument. The fire perimeter increased 350 acres in the last 24 hours. So let's hope they can get that underhand here sooner than later. Speaking of fire, and this one on the positive side for once. It seems like this whole season has been nothing but negative. The community is invited to the Bishop Fire Department open house to learn the sounds of safety. It's an annual event set for Wednesday, October 6th. Firefighting enthusiasts of all ages are invited to visit the Bishop Volunteer Fire Department for its annual open house as the department celebrates Fire Prevention Week this October. The open house will take place from 6 to 8 p.m., Wednesday, October 6th, at Fire Station 1, located at 209 West Line Street in Bishop. Come enjoy home-baked goods, Black Sheep hot chocolate, and firefighting activities with local volunteer firefighters, and Pluggy, the animatronic fire hydrant that serves as an ambassador and mascot for the department. That's awesome. There will be activities for children, as well as demonstrations and displays. At 6:30 p.m., the firefighters will present a demonstration of auto extrication, showing how they use the department's brand new set of extrication tools, commonly known as the Jaws of Life, to cut through cars. At 7:30 p.m., the firefighters will give a demonstration for what to do in the event of a grease fire. The open house also is an opportunity for anyone who is curious about becoming a volunteer firefighter to learn about the process of joining their local department. And that is a great cause. Anyone with even the slightest bend of interest, you should definitely go and check this out. You will be convinced, I promise. And everything that comes with this unique and rewarding public experience. Fire Prevention Week each year takes place in October and is an opportunity for everyone to learn more about how to keep their homes and workplaces safe. The theme this year is Learn the Sounds of Safety, all about smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors. During the open house, guests will have the opportunity to have all their smoke alarm and carbon monoxide detector questions answered by local experts. For more information about the open house, please call 760-873-5485 or email Christina Bloom Justice, which is K Bloom, B-L-U-M, Justice, at cityofbishop.com. Next week, also as a reminder, is Fire Prevention Week. Nationwide, this is an annual event that has a different theme each year. This year, the theme is Learn the Sounds of Safety, which we already covered, which is all about smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors. If you'd like to learn more about Fire Prevention Week and this year's theme, please go to easternsierranow.com, where we have a link to the website that can explain all about it, including some cool children's activities and coloring pages. It's highly recommended. I definitely would be going for the coloring pages. Don't tell anybody that. Okay, there are a few public meetings coming up in Mammoth Lakes, and we have the agendas for all of them. I'll just give you the quick rundown here. We don't need to go through everything. Contrary to popular belief, I do not like to hear myself talk that much. All right, October 5th, the Recreation Commission meeting will be at 437 Old Mammoth Road in Sweet Z. The Recreation Commission The Recreation Commission will be meeting to discuss, among other things, the Community Recreation Center update, the Whitmore Pool, and Proposition 68 Regional Park Program Survey Analysis and Project Recommendations. The agenda is listed at EasternSierraNow.com. Swing by, check that out, and if you have any interest in these subjects, you definitely need to be there for the Zoom meeting. Up next, we have the Mammoth Lakes Tourism Board. They'll be meeting October 6th at 1 p.m. On their agenda, a brief presentation by Mammoth Lakes Tourism Marketing to show efforts for fall color marketing. Discussions of process and timeline to fill vacant restaurant representative board seat and formation of a 3-member ad hoc nominating committee. Candidate to fill remaining term left by Michael Ledesma through June of 2023. Update on air service at Mammoth Yosemite Airport and Eastern Sierra Regional Airport, plus more. The agenda is packed, so definitely read that before you log into that meeting. And you guessed it, one more. The Mammoth Lakes Housing Board is meeting October 4th at 6 p.m. On their agenda, 238 Sierra Manor Road update. Consider adoption of resolution authorizing Mammoth Lakes Housing to submit an application for a Cal Home Program application for mortgage assistance and ADU loan program activities in Mono County. Accept the resignation of board member Zoraya Cruz and present her with a certificate of appreciation for her service, among other items. Again, the agenda is there at EasternSierraNow.com. You know what's awesome every year? And I've been to a lot of them. The Mill Pond Music Festival. What an amazing event for our area. I mean, who'd have thought we would have a world-class music festival? I'm talking camping, multiple days of performing, different food vendors, arts and crafts vendors, things for kids. Such an incredible thing, and I am super stoked to have been a part of it for many years. This year was not an exception. Absolutely fantastic. I got to go Saturday night, and it was a blast. Here is a quick thank you from Executive Director Lynn Cooper. They say it takes a village. This year, our village put in the effort of 1.5, at least. Inyo Council for the Arts wants to thank all the volunteers who made the 29th annual Mill Pond Music Festival a resounding success. Some of the small armies include stage build, setup, and teardown, workshop tent, gate, Altrusa, sound, kids activities, merchandise, tent, security. I work security every year. Just pat myself on the back. Artist hospitality, park maintenance, camping compliance, Bishop Volunteer Fire Department, Brown's Campground, and concessions, and everyone and anyone who helped in any way they could. That is an army of people that have to get together to put this thing on. Lynn handles it every year so well. We knew this year was going to be different. To our attendees, thank you for supporting us in this endeavor each year, and especially this year for bringing your love of the festival, your compassion, and kindness. We are particularly thrilled the Mill Pond family, the audience, and our volunteers complied with our COVID guidelines. And I will say that's true. I work stage security, and all the dancers kept their mask on the entire time. I didn't have to tell one person. And it's very awesome that with having to cancel last year, the fact that this came back the way that it did and as big as it was shows great things for our country, if you ask me. The Inyo County Office of Education's Night for Educators Party was also a great success. Thank you to our sponsors for the school party, Mountain Rambler Brewery and Bishop Real Estate Rasmussen and Associates. A big thank you to our Mill Pond Music Festival sponsor, National Endowment of the Arts, California Arts Council, City of Bishop, County of Inyo, Great Basin Bakery, NPR Reno, Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, Inyo County Office of Education, and Manor Market. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts and can't wait to see you all next September. That was awesome. Got a couple of really cool pictures that you can check out on EasternSierraNow.com. Head by there and let us know how you enjoyed the festival. Or if you're going to go in the future, tell us all about it. I'll convince you to go. It's a fun time. Stop the presses, everyone. It's one of those things I've always wanted to say, and it actually just happened. As I was reading about Mill Pond Music Festival, I got sent a press release from Northern Inyo Healthcare District. I am going to read it right now for the first time on air. After a competitive search process and acting on its search committee's final recommendation, Northern Inyo Healthcare District's Board of Directors will offer Kelly Davis the permanent position of District Chief Executive Officer. During a special meeting Thursday, the board gave staff direction to proceed with negotiations for final terms of Davis's contract. A longtime Bishop resident, Davis has been with Northern Inyo Healthcare District for more than 10 years. She most recently served as NIHD's Chief of Operations Officer from 2016 to the present and as NIHD's interim CEO since February 2020. In giving this direction, the board recognizes that Davis has successfully led the NIHD team through difficult waters in the past year and a half. Davis implemented timely internal budgeting procedures, created a return on investment committee, and navigated a worldwide pandemic with numerous impacts on the healthcare district's patients and staff. Davis has garnered praise from the board of district employees for her consistency, fairness, and team approach to leading. Kelly has proven herself time and time again in her role as interim CEO, says Board Chair Robert Sharp. One might say she has been interviewing for this position for 18 months, and as she has led our team to success repeatedly, she has showcased the ability to create procedures to streamline workflows and created infrastructure and to serve as guideposts for quality and equity amid novel circumstances. Board Vice Chair Jody Vinker agrees. In a time when rural critical access hospitals across the nation are straining to keep the doors open, Kelly's fiscal knowledge, dedication to customer service, and respect for her fellow employees are a great foundation for sustaining quality healthcare in our community, says Vinker. We respect the search committee's hard work and due diligence in recommending her as our top choice. Davis said she believes the success of the district rests with both its patients and the people who serve them. From its inception in 1946, the district's mission has been to provide quality health care to the people of Northern Inyo County, Davis explains. As NIHD marks its 75th anniversary, we need to recognize the district's success is a unified effort between three key groups: those who choose NIHD for care, those who choose to work at NIHD, and our trusted regional partners who support shared initiatives that benefit the entire community. Together, these three forces can build a strong healthcare future for the Eastern Sierra region. I look forward to our team being a part of that effort, she says. Davis says she understands the NIHD strategic plan plays a vital role in meeting any challenges that lay before the district. Davis, along with fellow NIHD executive team members, including Chief Nursing Officer Allison Partridge, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Joy Ingblade, and Chief Financial Officer Vinay Bell, intend to lead district staff through plan initiatives designed to enhance and grow district services, further employee engagement, and focus on the patient experience. Davis represents the fourth generation of her family to call the Owens Valley home. She holds a master's degree in business administration with an emphasis on healthcare management. She also has a bachelor's degree in business administration with a healthcare management and human resources focus and certifications in healthcare compliance, privacy, and security compliance, as well as healthcare ethics. She currently serves on the boards of Eastern Sierra Area Agency on Aging and Pioneer Home Healthcare. Well, that sounds like a great fit for NIHD, and Eastern Sierra now would like to send its congratulations to the new Chief Executive Officer of Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Kelly Davis. Congratulations, Kelly. Woo, reading all that made me hungry. You know where I'm going to go? Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. Have you guys been there? Of course you have. It was voted the number one restaurant in the world, I believe. No, literally, it was voted the number one restaurant on Yelp in the United States. That's incredible for Big Pine. But it's worth it. If you've never been there, you need to go. It is the best barbecue that there is, hands down, period. If you're hot and you need something sweet, they just got a new snow cone machine that is incredible. It's actually a shaved ice machine, not just snow cone. So it's soft and fluffy and amazing, kind of like me. The barbecue sauce is incredible. The people that work there, such a fun cast of crew and characters. And that's coming from me, an actor. So head on down to Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. Give them a try. The best part, you can order anything you want online and go pick it up. You don't even have to wait in line. Matt, that runs Copper Top there, is absolutely ahead of his time in every form of technology that you can possibly think of. From QR codes for menus on your phone to, like I said, online ordering. They even have a vending machine that serves ribs. I'm not kidding. So head on down, check that out. It is absolutely worth it. And when you get there, When you see the guy working the barbecue with the black cowboy hat on, you tell him, Jesse says, hello. Well, that'll do it for Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele giving you the best in local news for October 1st, 2021.